BBC Six Music Podcasts. Six Music. This is a free download from the BBC. Find out more at bbc.co.uk/6music. And now, Russell Howard and John Richardson.
Hey, before we start the show, right, I went upstairs. It's a Wednesday, and there's a package for me. He says, I was listening to the podcast, chuckling along to the Warlocks of Doom. What a world. Hey, we can turn it into a computer game.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Imagine that.
I think we should, you know.
That would be properly brilliant.
Given that Laurel's gone AWOL, let's not build too many hopes and dreams
Absolutely.
On this. Absolutely.
I heard you reference Championship Manager. Enclosed are two copies for both of you. How amazing is that? Look at that. And we've literally both got a copy, you know. A Football Manager. What world we live in.
Smashing.
How jammy are we? Thank you very much for that, Ben. That's unbelievably kind
Thanks,
of you.
Ben. It's the end of my career.
Yeah, exactly. Just wittering it. And fantastic.
This is why we were talking ages ago about how Terry Wogan always mentions a food stuff in his first half hour because he knows he'll get sent some.
But Wogan's used to that kind of kindness. That still takes us by surprise. Thank you very much.
Well, you've had some lovely stuff over the years. I've got a little
this
display
is the best.
In my
let's
office.
Not, let's, you've got what?
I've got a little display in my office of all the things that I've been sent. I always keep them and put them on.
God, that must have gone really hard by now.
Oh, nice.
Look at that, though. Anything you fancy, Adam? I mean, this is the moment. Mention it on air. A watch, maybe?
I've got to be careful.
Said a watch?
Yeah. This is my qualm with this, you see. It says, more realistic than ever. And this is when I sort of stopped enjoying football management games, when they became actually as hard as managing a football team, in that they required sort of 24-hour day thought, and I couldn't keep that sort of thing up.
It says here, experience the greatest job on earth. Is that a fair comment, being a football manager? If you're the manager of United, that's the best job in the world. I can't imagine if you're managing Peterborough.
I'd rather be Cristiano Ronaldo than Alex Ferguson.
I was thinking like a cake taster. I was thinking in a different way.
Right.
If you were, you know, really into
cake taster would be a rubbish job.
No,
it's one of those things you'd lose your love of cake. Someone who loves football is not going to lose his love of football by being a footballer. But if you love cake and you have to eat cake every day, and inherent in being a cake taster will be eating horrible cakes.
And you'd be hated by the diabetic fraternity.
Yeah, and the biscuit fraternity.
Absolutely. There's
big wars between them.
There'd be a biscuit war, a cake war, and you in the middle, eating both of them.
As it were.
Mm.
Well,
there you go. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
What we may do throughout this pre-record is subtly mention things, elephants, that we would like to have.
Do you want an elephant?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
You can't look after an elephant.
You don't know
have
that.
Have you seen The Simpsons?
You don't know that.
I really do.
Test me.
With 100% certainty, I know that you cannot look after an elephant.
Sounds like a challenge, eh, dear listeners?
I would pretty much
join us next week, where I'll be doing the show live from the back of my new beast.
Elephant.
No, don't talk about Jenny like that. Jenny the elephant.
Right, packed her trunk.
No.
I had to pack it for her.
No, I didn't.
Lazy.
We just hung out.
Right.
What would you like? Mention it. There's your moment.
I'd like a house.
Okay, so an elephant and a house.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sitcom waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Right, excellent.
Well, more characters from Police Academy.
More characters?
Yeah, elephant and house and Football Manager. That's right, Police Academy 8.
What are you talking about now?
You said it sounds like a sitcom, and I said it sounds like characters from Police Academy.
Right.
Elephant
I thought you
house.
Said you wanted characters from Police Academy.
Oh, yeah, I'll have Jones if he's going. He'd be well fun around the house, wouldn't he? Get up in the morning. Is that the kettle? No, it was me doing an impression of the kettle. Oh, Jones.
I'll say this now. I imagine Jones is a tired, broken man.
Yeah.
He just sat in the corner.
And he'd get on well in my house.
Yeah, exactly. Just sat there. Do you want to do the impressions? Just bring me the drink.
Yeah.
Just sat there.
I've drunk it.
Yeah.
Glug, glug, glug.
Anyways.
You see, you can still do it.
It just goes, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, guess I'm better than yours.
I'm very familiar with this song.
Of course you are, mate. You sing it regularly on karaoke. That's why we didn't put it through your headphones.
Yeah.
We don't want you reliving the glory days of Malaga.
I hate it.
Oh, really?
I really hate it.
It's a silly little bouncy song.
Yeah.
It's about asses and milkshakes and the link between, isn't it?
What is the link between arses and milkshakes?
Well, she
says the right milkshake is actually an arse magnet.
No, she's saying that
maybe that's why you get so many fat people at McDonald's. Maybe milkshakes do bring asses to the yard.
Yeah, I don't think it is that.
Right.
But I think it's more about her. What are all these buttons you're pressing, Hudson?
I was trying to give him the music.
I'm all right, thanks. I'll just imagine a bin being smashed and a cat screaming and a baby crying and cutlery dropping on the floor. All those sounds at once.
It's not commercial radio.
What's happening?
It's not commercial radio. Well, why are we playing that then?
It's a cracker. It's a lovely song.
What's brilliant as well is people can't text to tell me I'm wrong. In the past, I'm right. Even if in the present, I'm wrong, because it's a pre-record. I said this ages ago, and you didn't know. You'll have just got angry on Wednesday afternoon.
Would you prefer it if it wasn't a milkshake that she had, and maybe it was a song about her tea brings everyone to her conservatory?
No, it's nothing to do with class. It's just all to do with the sound
sass
and the horrible arrogance of the guy rating. It's all that, yeah, I'm sexy me. Well, just, you don't need to go on about it, do you? Get yourself a nice husband. Get married.
That's what she's trying to. There'll be the right husband out there.
She's saying, I'll do that because everyone wants a piece of my ass because I know how to blend milkshakes and vanilla
ice cream. The milkshake thing is a metaphor. Forget the milkshake thing. That is what's... Have you, hang on.
Is the song called The Milkshake?
I figured out, you turned up to the yard, didn't you? Expect a milkshake and you got a face full of booty and you were furious. That's actually the edit. That's on the album version.
Yeah.
What the bloody hell?
Well, come on, man. It's just a song about my ass.
Yeah, well, don't bloody put milkshakes on. Trade, you know what I mean? I'm thirsty. I'm not honey. I'm thirsty.
You wouldn't have a milkshake if you were thirsty. You'd have a juice of a milkshake if you were hungry.
Well, that's the point you made to her. And I don't even, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't like all that.
I had a pot curry, it filled me right up. Right, it's time for...
Voiceover lady here, aboard my golden yacht on Coniston Water. Getting just enough cash to tell you, you're listening to Russell Howard and John Richardson, and it's time for the news quiz.
It's the news quiz.
Right, third question. It's 2-0 to John in the news quiz. Third question. A man in Lincoln has figured out his problems after regression therapy. He claims he's never been able to hold down a job because he was a donkey in 1814 that was horrifically beaten and mistreated. True or false? Regression therapy.
That's kind of combining regression therapy with Buddhism, isn't it? If he's gone back and found out he was a donkey.
Mm.
It's quite a hectic day he's had. Quite a lot to deal with.
But imagine that, though. If it all stems down, that's the reason why your relationships fail, because you're a donkey and a man beat you up once. Apparently it's quite a lot. A new type of water has been put on the market. It's called H2OM. But what is so special about it? Is it A, whilst it's being bottled, the water is exposed to loving words and music? Or B, is each bottle shaken a million times?
Irritatingly. Well, there's a risk that I'm going to get really irritated now, because I think it's the first one, where people just talk to it and say nice things. And if it is, that could have disastrous consequences for the world, because I will set up a campaign to have that water banned. But I'm going to say that's what it is.
Unbelievable,
Jesus.
Is it? One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. That isn't the only thing they do to it. They kind of, it goes through various stages. The bottles get rubbed afterwards. They have people, yoga instructors, who stand by singing. And when you drink it, this is the best thing, right? When you drink it, you're supposed to think lovely thoughts, because apparently that makes the water better. Unbelievable. Just simply doesn't work. You know, that's
so your argument is purely scientific grounds.
I'm a scientist, John, as you know, yes. And I used to do this. As
you've got a lab coat, haven't you?
I certainly do.
You wear glasses?
I wear glasses. I have a Bunsen burner, and I have a very clean laboratory, and I have various ongoing studies.
Yeah.
I could mention any one of them now.
Go on.
I don't need to, because I'm a scientist. Right. Anyways, right? I used to do that when I was little. When I used to eat peas, when my mum used to make me, I would think...
Peas?
Peas. P-E-A-S.
I thought it was linked to the tickling.
No, I didn't drink...
Eat it!
I didn't drink my urine, or apparently that's useful, though, if you've been attacked by a shark. I may have got that wrong. I think, don't do that if you've been bit...
You're thinking of stung by a jellyfish.
That's right, and don't drink it, wee on it.
Yeah.
Don't drink, yeah. People I think you're really dangerously ill.
And if you've been bitten
by a bear.
It's
been bitten by a shark! Somebody get me some pee, and then you just do it down a shot of your own slash. Anyways.
And if you get stung by a wasp, then just spit all over the nearest person.
Is that right?
No.
Right, okay. See, but that's one of those things that might be true.
How would that help?
Well, make you...
Spitting on a stranger.
It'll make you feel better.
Right. Yeah,
it wouldn't actually. Have you ever been spat on?
Yes,
it's horrible, isn't it?
Yes,
I headbutted somebody after they did that to me.
Yes,
and then he beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the perils of playing up front on your own. You know, I mean, you can run the back four and you can get in the holes and the gaps and whatnot. But if you say something bad to them or headbutt them, they will beat you up. Anyways, what they do? Peas. Oh, if I can get this story out right. I used to try and imagine they were chocolate eclairs and it would never work. I used to try my hardest. And that's essentially what they're telling you to do, is drinking water and think lovely thoughts as if it's going to make any difference.
Why chocolate eclairs?
Because I like chocolate eclairs and I hated peas. That was
but that's quite a leap. Why not just like little mints?
Because I was 8 and I was a dreamer. I wasn't yet a scientist.
Right. When did you become a scientist?
When I was 9.
Right. Oh, yeah. Big year. You finally realised the pea thing isn't working, but why?
Well, exactly.
I could pin it down.
Exactly. Now I will make a flying dog. Yeah. And such became my life as a scientist.
And that's when you stuck wings to your dog, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Super glue.
That's right.
And it died.
It did. So did the bird.
Yeah.
It was a bad day. It was a bad day. Hey, 41% of women in England hit their partners. True or false?
True.
True, says John. It is in fact... true. It doesn't say how hard, because that a cuff is very different from a proper, a clout.
And men are all sods, aren't they?
They are.
They need a good smack every now and again.
Have you ever been punched in the face by a woman?
No.
Oh, yeah,
I have, actually. Yeah. It was when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
A gypsy girl.
Oh, really?
It was a gypsy girl, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. I'm not saying anything pejorative. They came onto the tennis court. There was about 30 of them, and they were stealing everyone's tennis balls.
Hey, what are you doing?
So I put my tennis balls in my pocket, because I didn't spend my pocket money.
You want them? Come and claim them.
Well, kind of, yeah. And it was more like, I'm keeping these, so you come over and punch me in the face. And she punched me in the face. I had a nosebleed. Jamie, and I probably shouldn't say his surname. Jamie Mulcannon.
Yeah.
Ran away, laughing, and told everyone at school that I got battered by a girl, even though there was 30 of them, and I couldn't possibly have done anything about it.
How old were you, 16?
No, I would have been about, 10. What can you do there?
Nothing, mate.
No, nothing except take the hit. And I took it like a man.
Like a 10-year-old
and
boy.
And I stayed up. And then when I got home, I had a good cry about it.
Yeah, brutal.
You've been punched by a woman?
Yeah, I got punched twice. I got...
Is that when you gave your girlfriend pictures of you for her birthday?
No. that was a different time. But it was that girlfriend. She clonked me in the face in front of all of my mates really hard, knocked me to the ground. And I think I actually said, "Didn't hurt!" Which is not a good comeback. And also, when I was younger, when I was about 8, I was in a gang called the Teen Wolves from the film. There was a red... let me get this right. What happened? Yeah, there was a red garage at the top of our school. And if we touched the back of the garage with our fist, we became wolves. We kind of run around going, rah! At anyone, because we were wolves, so we didn't care. And one girl...
what kind of school did you go to?
It was Flitwick Lower.
Gated?
Flitwick Lower, yeah. Of course it was gated. All schools are gated. And I went up to her, I went, rah! And she punched me in the face. And I
went... as you would with a wolf.
And I said, ow! And then went and told the dinner lady. But what I did on the way, how cunning is this, right? I scratched all of my arms, right? Kind of like really badly, did it myself. And then said, "Oi, dinner lady, not only has she hit me in the face, but you can see here, look, she scratched me." And
you little dobber.
She got sent to the wall.
You tried to assault a girl and then got
I didn't,
her...
I was a wolf.
Yeah, you tried to attack her.
I'm a wolf, mate.
BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard.
And John Richardson.
Right, news quiz time. It's 7-1. I'm getting an absolute kick in. It feels bad. Where'd you get leather trousers like that? How much do they cost? Because I'm getting a motorbike, you know.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm riding a bike.
Whoa, yeah. Big one.
Big, yeah, big.
Don't indulge in his conversations. Just what? Answer the one about trousers and move on. He's
quid.
Not getting a bike.
300 quid for them. All right. I'm getting a bike. Me and my friend Reese are going to go on bike rides.
Right. Question 9.
Hang on a minute. You're allowed to break free and say that you had a really nice drink the other day. And I'm not allowed to chat about my motorbikes.
You're not getting a bike. You've got a bike, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Biking an elephant. Right, here's the next question. In Ohio, it is illegal. That's legal. It's allowed. You're allowed.
It's legal or illegal?
It's legal. You're allowed to punch a postman, but only if he's drunk in Ohio. So I don't know how it'd work out. You'd need to breathalyze the man.
Well, surely...
Have to hit him and then breathalyze him. He'd feel dreadful if he wasn't.
You're not allowed to just punch him for being drunk. But if he does something as a result of being drunk and you're acting in self-defence...
You're allowed to punch a postman, but only if he's drunk.
That's false.
False, says John.
You just make that up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question.
Mixing two pleasures. Lennon sex.
With me, Matt Ford.
That's when I sweat the most.
Yes!
Mixing two pleasures. Lennon sex.
I'm not Bruce Willis.
My head is one big party.
Savour that. Wait, just savour that, listeners. That was a man giggling at his own jokes. No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful.
I've got to calm down. Doctor's going to be on my back if I carry on like this.
The doctor's going to be on your back, or there's a dog that's going to be on your back?
Probably both, but probably the doctor.
And what's he going to do to you?
He's going to say 40, for crying out loud. You've got a dicky ticker.
Maybe.
I don't know what they're saying.
Wow, he's quite a strict doctor, isn't he?
Maybe.
40, put up your feet and listen to the beat.
You got a grinded man.
What, he's going to... You think a doctor's going to offer you the advice? Your heart doesn't work, you've got a grinded man.
You got a grinded man against the bumper.
Right, 40. If you could have anything, what would you like? Because we're trying to angle to get free stuff today.
Oh, it'd be a food stuff. Pasties.
Right, you've really hanged high there, mate.
You want me to think big stuff?
No, but anything you could have. But what I'm saying, you could probably get a pasty from Greg's.
Yeah.
Ah, they're all going to Paddy McGuinness, aren't they?
Oh, like a day with Stuart Pearce or something like that.
Oh, a day with Stuart Pearce.
A day. Psycho, if you're listening, give me a call. I'm not going to read my number out. How great
would it be if at that moment, Stuart Pearce, who of course downloads our podcast, went, PROVIDER! It got really excited.
If anyone connected with football is listening to this, anyone at any level of the FA, let Psycho know.
Russell Howard and John Richardson
on Six Music.
I'm a really loud, boisterous, giggling drunk.
Oh, what a lovely
name. Russell Howard, come on, mate, we're having a laugh. Go on, right on Friday night. Point being offended, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, lovely.
I was joking, I'll buy a pint, I'm only mucking it out. Bloody hell, someone's touching. I was joking!
Oh, is it all that?
Oh, man, I can't say anything these days.
Jesus Christ, you're having a full blown Saturday night conversation with yourself.
Are you on drugs?
Yeah, he's just sat there. He's just sat in a pub on his own and said, like,
I'm just in a car.
What can I do? Hey, we're having a smashing laugh. You said it, 40. Who said that? It was 40. 40. People just go, who's that bloke in the corner? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're getting into it, aren't we?
I love doing, and this is brilliant, and I've cleared pubs out before doing this. Going onto a jukebox and putting Scoot. I mean, it costs you about a fiver to play these things 10 times. Putting that Scooter on repeat. But it happens a couple of times, and you can see people in there going, oh, bloody hell, what's this rubbish? And then there's that pause between when the song finishes and starts. So it all goes dark, people go, oh, bloody hell. So when I was young, oh, what the bloody hell is this? The bar staff are going mental because the bad manager ain't got a trip button. There's nothing they can do about it.
You're on the tables like in Coyote Ugly.
Just sat there howling, drinking sours and what other cheap concoctions you can buy.
What a wonderful image.
Oh, marvellous. It's all, basically, it's a load of practical jokes. It's a right or laugh. Hey, maybe that could be a prize. If anyone wants to win a night out with 40 in Nottingham, I will gladly meet you. You guys buy the drinks, I'll provide the ento.
Oh, you're hiring yourself out. That's fantastic.
I'm hiring myself out for beer.
I think the BBC's not supposed to do competitions anymore, but I think that goes under D for desperation. So I think that qualifies differently.
I think it does, yeah.
So let's hire you out as a sort of a male escort in many ways.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah?
By the way, there'll be no extras. Let's make that be clear. I'm in a relationship and I'm very happy.
How far will you travel?
Yeah, can they watch you do stuff?
Well, they're going to pay my travel expenses, so I'll travel as long as it's, you know, as far as it's required.
Right. So if we've got listeners in, like, Australia and Norway.
What's
and
your
USA?
Fee?
This is they want to pay for me to go to Australia. I'd be a fool to say no.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be great. Some like you and some bloke called Digger living in Darwin, just swimming in rock pools. What a lovely image.
Just who's that drunk guy? Actually, right. You know, escorting, I've never thought about it before. It's not a bad way to earn a living, is it?
Yeah.
Certainly not immoral, actually. Now we've just thought about it. People are just paying for a friend.
Yeah, but it's what kind of friend? Because, you know, inevitably people are going to need extras, 40. That's the vague line over which you have to cross.
Well, you know, you've got to be a professional escort and say, you're not going to have that with me.
Oh, you said it so coy as well. Yeah, you, on, might, Jesus, you might have Christ. That with some of the other escorts.
Yeah, but not me. No, no.
Oh, now, you know, now, to make it clear at the outset, you may find me very attractive.
Yeah, of course.
It's very hard for you to have this time with me.
Right, I tell you what, Pierce,
instead of, you like that, instead of us having sex, how about I pop over there and put Things Can Only Get Better by D-Ream on.
Oh, and do my Blair impressions over it.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
Do it 10
That's
times.
That's better than sex. That's better than sex. That is extras.
Pierce booked your services for an evening. You'd do extras.
With Psycho?
Yeah.
I'd probably go further with him than I would with anyone else, but I'm not saying how far.
Oh, what a cliffhanger once more. Violet Hill by Coldplay, before that, Jump Around by House of Pain, a song that brings back memories for me.
Of the film Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, I tried to seduce a girl called Olivia when I was 15 by boxing in my porter cabin whilst that song was playing. It didn't work. It did not work.
In your porter cabin?
Yeah, we had a porter cabin down the bottom of our garden where me and my brother used to play Speedball 2 on the Commodore Amiga 500 Plus. Get ready, ice cream, ice cream.
Great ball game.
Brilliant game.
Which brings back bad memories for me because that's the scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where their marriage breaks down and it all, you know, I mean, that's where the comedy comes from, but it's a pretty sad scene. See families breaking down like that. What was up with Fordy today?
I don't know. He's pretty weird, wasn't he? I tell you, I hated Mrs. Doubtfire. That little girl. Oh, God.
The one who was Matilda.
But you can't go, Mrs. Doubtfire. Goddamn kid, too.
She needs headbutting.
Lisa Jacob, though.
You think, when you're younger, you'd never do it now. You'd never headbutt a child. But if I was going to headbutt a child, she'd be top of the list. If I was given an hour to live and they said, listen, mate, the only way you can survive is if you headbutt a child, it would be a...
How's that happened?
I don't know, mate.
Well, you're a scientist. Well, How have we got to this point? What is this mystery illness where you have to headbutt a child to survive?
That's the thing. Things evolve. Things mutate.
Yeah.
Disease
oh, wow.
is a curious thing.
It's like I Am Legend 2.
It is in many ways, except...
If there's anybody out there, I'll be outside Esther Walmart at 4 o'clock. Bring your kids.
No, not kids. I'm not going to headbutt loads of them. I'm just going to headbutt that girl.
You don't know. Maybe it's mutated. Maybe it keeps you alive for another day, and then you've got to do it again the next day.
All right. If you had to headbutt a child, who would it be? How about you, Adam? If you had to headbutt a child to survive, who would it be?
I can't think of any.
Adam Hudson, going to die.
Any child, Adam Hudson.
Just
bring it.
Just anyone. Just whack, see ya.
Pick one that was being naughty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Feel free. Half term again, innit? They're everywhere. I can't go and watch Indiana Jones because I know the cinemas are going to be full. I spoke to someone last week and said, oh, I went to see Indiana Jones. Great. I thought, oh, I'll go and see that. And I thought, no, half term. No,
yeah, but it's nice though, isn't it? When it's a packed cinema for a big blockbuster, it's fantastic.
No, I'm really too intolerant. It's just one of those things that I've had to tick off the list of things I'm allowed to do.
Get yourself a premium seat. At Odeon,
they don't have them in Swindon.
Yeah, they do.
It's just a pipe dream. Premium seat. That's the one without chewing gum on it, is it? Right, well, I'll probably just
slamming his own borough. 2 weeks ago.
You have to get in there first before you do it.
Well, no, I freely admit it's an asshole. It's got a lovely theatre, though. The Wyvern Theatre's a belter. But apart from that, your house is nice. I like that. But that's it, I'm afraid, for Swindon. That is it.
Great Western Railway Museum.
Railway? That is very good. That's very good indeed. There's a lovely bit on our podcast from last week when I say dollar and you giggle.
Right.
It's a lovely moment.
BBC Six Music Podcasts.
If you liked Russell Howard and John Richardson, try the Adam and Joe podcast.
Download for free at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.